As a musician, we talk about every movement, every time something bad happened in our country. It's about like one people, we talk about it. And if it's about million people, we talk about it. The police came to my house and searching for me. 20th July, everyone going mad. Like, what's going on in this country? Like, the 7 years old kid getting shot. The 60 years old guy getting shot. So everyone just lost their, like, they think like if we stayed on home, we got shot. And if we're going on street, we got shot. So it's time to like face the fascist government. And we start talking about it and we're fighting with them. And after that, 5 August, we didn't even knew that the former prime minister will resign.
Long take.
So basically, like, the quota reform movement, it started back in 2018 and everything was like quite simple and it was peaceful back in that days. But after it started back in like 2024, and shit got messed up. Like, whenever it started, like, as a musician, we talk about every movement, every time something bad happened in our country. Well, we like talk about anything. Like, if it's about like one people, we talk about it. And if it's about million people, we talk about it. Like, with the true spirit of hip hop. So whenever it started back in 2024, in maybe June or July, and we saw people like protesting for like quota reform, and they're not like with the agenda of canceling the quota. They were like asking government to reform it, and it was going good. People are protesting, they're talking about freedom of speech, and everything was good. But after a couple of days, and this shit kind of being a little messy, like, the opposition party, like the former government people called like Chhatra League, they start attacking the protesters in Shahabag, in Dhaka University, Chittagong University, Sylhet University. And it was like they attacking women, girls, kids, men, who they like abusing and making violence, like they killing people who are not even protesting about it. So it was like, it's just a start. So as a musician and as a people of our country, as a human being, we all of our people just watching through this and through Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and we haven't talked about it, like how it goes and how it's going. So after a couple of days, like the police and like all the government's people start attacking on protesters, and like most of the people getting killed every day, like more than like 100 people getting killed. And we witnessed it. I witnessed it. Like, one of my friend named LM Rahman from Kamrangi Chor, he got shot in his eyes, and he's dead. He's murdered. And so that's how it's going. Like, When we saw that that's happening, like, they're killing people, kids, women, they got shot. The 4 years old kid, like, playing in his terrace, and he got shot. And, like, and rickshaw pullers got shot and dead. So it was, like, kind of going out of hands, you know. So as a musician, I always wanted to talk about this kind of stories. Like, I got songs named Akaksha Shonamol and Manush Hote Chai. So these songs were made about for like this kind of situations. Everything, something bad happened in our country. Like, if we have like club track, we're making fun, we enjoying time, then why don't we talk about like whenever our people suffering, you know? So that's the true spirit of hip hop. We started talk about it. So I made a song named Deshongskar on like 18th July maybe. Yes, 18th July I dropped the song. And I made the song like 16th or 15th July. And I got collaboration with Scary Crow. So whenever I saw a guy named Abu Said, he just got shot. And he doesn't even knew that he's gonna be shot, you know. So that's the true spirit. Like, nobody's, like, we are pretending that we got freedom, you know. Like, back in, like, 16 years, the former government, they were ruling the country. And nobody was talking about it. Whenever, like, people getting killed, nobody was talking about it. Like, students getting killed in hand of Chhatra League. Police killed them, BGB killed them, and we saw that, you know, every time we went through and on like social media, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, we saw that like government's people killing normal people, students. So I made a song about it and I dropped it on social media. After 2 days of that song that I dropped, the police came to my house and searching for me. And I wasn't even home that time. I was in protest in the street. And I wanna mention something, like the community of Bangla hip hop, they made songs about it. Most of them were protesting about it in the field, you know. Like, many of the rappers, they talk about like gangsterism and talking about streets, but they don't belong to street, you know. And we saw that, we witnessed that Bangla hip hop's rapper who were always criticized from other genres, they were like fighting with everybody. As the, like, we are the people of 71, you know, the country is known for the way Bengali achieved the freedom. So with the true spirit of 71, we will never talk about, like, we are never gonna be silent, you know. So that's how it is. We made a song. We made a couple of songs, the whole hip-hop community. And the thing is, I was saying about, like, police was searching for me. And they threatened my mom, my dad. Like, if they caught me, like, if they arrest me, they will give me a, like, I was like, you know, they will put me in jail for, like, a couple of years, 10 years, maybe. Maybe I should or I have to spend rest of my life in jail. They threatened my mom, like, talking like this. And I want to thanks to my mom and dad. They show the courage and, like, how should I describe it? Every people in this country after, like, 20th July, everyone get going mad. Like, what's going on in this country? Like, the 7 years old kid getting shot, the 60 years old guy getting shot. So everyone just lost their, like, they think, like, if we stayed on home, we got shot, and if we're going on street, we got shot. So it's time to, like, face the fascist government, and we start talking about it, and we're fighting with them. And after that, like, on 5 August, we didn't even knew that the former prime minister will resign. And we thought, like, even I thought, like, I'm gonna be dead today. I don't think so I can make it for tomorrow. So that's how was the mentality of Bengali people. Then if we're talking about freedom of speech, like, how should I say? Rappers were known for that. They were talking about freedom of speech when freedom of speech was not there, you know. So as a Bengali, Bangladeshi, like, after the 5th July, after the 5th August, when president resigned, the country was messed up, but we are, like, hopefully going for the best, because fascist government, if your government is fascist, then your country will never gonna be developed. They will rule you, they will torture you, but they will not let you grow. So that's how it is, everyone in this country. But most probably after that, like, we faced some issues, like attacking on Hindus or other religions people. So I want to say about it, like, after 5th July, some of people, like, making an agenda and spreading propaganda about fake news, like, Hindus in Bangladesh are not safe, they're getting killed, they got shot, and Muslims of Bangladesh are attacking on Hindus temple or other religions people. So, you know, one thing, like, one thing I want to say as a Bangladeshi, not as a rapper, as a musician, nothing like that. We save our people. We talking for their safety. We talking for our safety. And the fascist government and their peoples are not accepting that. So they spreading the propaganda and all the stuffs that messing around about it. So I want to talk about, like, something like our parents, like my parents and other people's parents, kids' parents, like this. It wasn't a student protest. Student was protesting about it. Like, so whenever I started writing songs on that situations, so when we're going to write about something, we're going to talk about something, we ain't talking about ourselves. We're talking about people. If you want to say something and you couldn't say that, I will say that for you, because I'm a rapper, I'm a musician, I'm a hip-hop artist. So it was like kind of messy on that time, and internet shutdown was so fucked up and shit. Like, almost for 10 days, we haven't got any internet. Not even 10 days, maybe 15 days. So people got killed. We achieved freedom. We fight with the fascist. And we are fighting with the fascist, and we are here to fighting with the fascist. And I don't care, and we don't care if you are a government, if you are from, like, political party, and if you are from, like, cops or anything. If you are going against the law, or if you are going with against my people, then I'm against you. And I don't care who it is. So it's not about, like, it's 2014. If I'm making song against the fascist government back in, like, 2016, 17, 18, like, back in the 2018, police just take me from my home and deleted one of my song called, like, We Want Freedom, like, Mukti Chai, and they deleted it, and I don't care about it, you know. If you are talking about something, or if I'm talking about something, I would say it anyway. It doesn't matter, like, if you are deleting my YouTube channel, Facebook, or I don't have any device. But if I wanted to say something, I would say this. And that's how it is. And that's Make Me Gold Cube. And I'm always against the fascism. It doesn't matter. It was like, and I want to clear something, like, it wasn't about, or it wasn't against the government. It was against the fascist who were killing my people. And we fight with one group, like Awami League. And it doesn't matter if it's Awami League, BNP, Jamaat, or whatever it is. If you are against my people, if you are against my Bangladesh, if you are talking about against my Bangladeshi people, or if you are talking about, like, human being, against the human being, then I'm against you. You will find me there. The one guy who stand tall and looking at your eyes and talking about you are the fascist, you know. So that's how it is. And this is how Bangladesh is going right now. We're facing lots of troubles, like other people's making trouble, like the friendship between Bangladesh and India. They're trying to mess it up, and they want to make a civil war between them. And as a, like, wise guy, as a wise man, we are not with it. Like, we are helping our government right now. So we are hopefully getting something best from government. And as a true spirit of hip-hop artist, as a true spirit of 71's freedom fighters, we are against the fascist, and we will always be against the fascist. And that's how it is. And if we want to talk about, like, something we haven't talked about, and that is humanity. We are talking about humanities, and we are helping humanity to be grow up. And whenever it started, like whenever someone attacking on Hindus, some people were ready to spread the fake news and propaganda about it. Like they want to destroy the friendship of Bangladesh and India. And they want to make it like a civil war, as I told you before it. So as a Bangladeshi, I'm with my Hindu people. I'm with my Muslim people. I'm with all of religions. I'm the guy, or we are the people who's saving the Hindus from other peoples, you know. Back in, like, if we talk about 71's history, we all know that Hindus were getting killed and brutalized from, like, the Rajakars and all that shit. And we saved them. Our grandfather, like, saved the country, saved the Hindus from them. So there is no way or no chance to attacking on Hindus. And we like, working on safety of our Hindu people, Christian people, or other religions people. And one thing I want to talk about is, like, the Adivasi people of our country. It's not about, like, if you are from different religion or you are from different races. And it doesn't matter at all. Like, we all are human. We all are Bengali. We all are Bangladeshi. We live in this country. We stay together. We fight together. We fight for you. You fight for us. And that's how it is. That's make a good brotherhood. And the thing I want to talk about is, like, whoever is spreading the propaganda, fake news, is whoever is against the humanity, or whoever against all the Bangladeshi people, only they can create this kind of propaganda and this kind of situations. Like, they attacking on Hindus, they attacking on temples, they destroying temples, and they trying to make a big propaganda, and they want to create a chaos between Bangladesh and India. So we are protecting our people. It doesn't matter if they are Muslim, Hindu, if they are Adivasi, Chakma, or any kind of, like, you are from anywhere. It doesn't matter. If you are living in this land, then we have to protect you, and you have to protect that land. And that's how it is. And we are spreading, or, like, working on the spreading the safety of our people. And the government is also working with that. And whoever is fighting for, or, like, working for them who tried to destroy the country, who tried to kill our people, who killed the humanity. And we are fighting with them, still fighting with them. And we will fighting with them till my last breath, or our last breath. And nothing works like this. And we found a good brotherhood after 5th August. We love each other. And one thing I got to know, that everyone loves everybody. There is no hate between us. Whoever trying to spreading the hate, and they got caught, and, you know, everything got sorted out. So we are working with our people. We love our people. It doesn't matter which race they are from and what religion they're practicing. If you are Muslim, Hindu, Christian, Buddhist, doesn't matter at all. We are human beings, and we are with human beings. And that's how it is. That's what we're working for, and that's how we're working. So I'm Gold Cube from Puran Dhaka, representing my country, Bangladesh, in front of everybody in every country. And I'm representing my street, my people. We love everybody. I'm a human being. Long Tail.